Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. Dropped in briefly because I want to read Psalms 23, you guys. But before we do, we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us, for being the head and not the tail, helping us to be above and not beneath. Father, you said as you are, so are we in this world, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that as we go about our day today, that you would use us so you can be glorified. We yield our members to you. And Father, we say, not our will, not our way, not our want, Lord. But let your will be done again today, this day, in Jesus' name. Okay, guys, thank you. Remember to subscribe, to like, and to share this podcast. We're going to read Psalms 23. This is the Christian Standard Version. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renew my life and he leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. Thank you, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Let the word of God abide in us. We will let the word abide in us richly, Father. And we will not just be readers of your word, but we will be believers of your word so we can become doers of your word, Father. For you said it's the doer of your word that's blessed and not the hearers only. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your wisdom to know how to do what we know. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. You guys, like I always say, keep looking for the good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, 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 wonderful day. Remember to hit that subscribe button so when I come on, you'll be, receive the notifications. And till next time, you guys also follow me on Facebook at Rap Time Martin. Also follow me on YouTube at Jean Martin 1681 and my new children page, Granny Pearlie Martin at on YouTube as well. I've started a video, Bible video animated ministry. Please click over there, visit our sites, like those videos. It's word for word, line upon line. I'm reading from the NLT version. Okay, the Bible in its entirety. I'm not adding to it or taking away from it, lest the Lord finds me to be a liar and rebukes me, right? So if you want to not just read the word, not just hear the word, but if you want to see the word, the manifested word, the vision that God gives me when I see, when I create the scenes, then go over there to my animated Bible videos at Jean Martin 1681, or remember to hit subscribe on both of those channels, or Granny Pearlie Martin. Hit that subscribe button. You guys, if you like to donate to me, you can donate by subscribing or Cash App Pearlie, P-E-A-R-L-I-E, J. Don't forget the middle initial, J, Martin. Until next time, you guys, be blessed. Keep looking for the good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, wonderful day. Okay? Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Arthur Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. And I dropped in briefly to talk about withdrawals. Are you having spiritual withdrawals? You say, what are you talking about? Well, withdrawals, it's a good thing when we talk spiritually speaking. But you guys know we're going to pray before we start our podcast here. Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, Lord God. You said we're two or three, there you are. We thank you for being in us. We thank you, Father. I thank you for speaking through me as I open my voice and yield myself to you. Holy Spirit, teach us now. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So I'm talking about spiritual withdrawals. Are you going through fleshly spiritual withdrawals? withdraws. You know, the word of the Lord says that when we want to do good, evil is always present. It seems to be always present when you want to do the right thing. Why is this? Because our flesh is enmity against God. And so we need to, the Apostle Paul tells us to crucify our flesh daily, because every day we get up, that flesh gets up. And when we fast, pray, and study the word, it causes our flesh to go through withdrawals, which is a good thing, right? Because the flesh is like a spoiled brat kid, and it wants what it wants. And guess what? Because the flesh is enmity against God, when we speak God's truth to that flesh can easily get offended, because that flesh don't want what God wants. How many of you know that dead men don't sin? So if we crucify that flesh daily, we have to speak to it and say, listen here, flesh, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're not going to do. Because the Holy Spirit is going to help me to do what he has asked me to do. How many of you know that Proverbs said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he has promised to direct our path. So James tells us, he says that, he asks the question, he says, where does all this anger and this fighting and fussing comes from? Does it not come from your own evil desires that's inside of you? You want what you can't have, and you have not because you don't ask. And when you ask, God said, I'm still not going to give it to you because you're asking amiss, so you can squander it all on your own flesh, your own evil pleasures. So I tell people, when you see all this fussing and cussing and fighting and strifing, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, what is it I want? Where is this coming from? What is it I want? Tell me, what is it I want? Right? It's something that flesh wants. Where there's strife, Proverbs says there's going to always be some pride. Right? So in order for... Every time we fast, it causes our flesh to go through withdrawals, because when our flesh don't get what it want, it's like a spoiled brat kid that wants to throw a temper tantrum, and it wants us to crave those things that's not good for us. It wants to crave everything that's... Our flesh is opposite to who God is. It's enmity against God. He said if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk in submission to God, if we walk in obedience to God, every time we say yes to God, we say no to what our flesh wants, right? The devil operates through the manifestations, through the works of the flesh. He works through the works of our flesh. And when we yield our members to our flesh, when we do what our flesh wants us to do, we yield to what the devil is putting in our minds to tell us to do. So what's the key? The key to crucifying our flesh is to do intermittent fast. The key, starve it. Starve that flesh of what it wants, right? I always tell people, you know, we discipline our flesh the way we discipline our children, how obedient we would be, right? Because really, that's what correction is all about. When you're trying to train your children and you're trying to say, no, hot, you can't touch that. No, you can't have that. That's not good for you. You're not eating that candy before dinner. You're not drinking this, or you're not, you know, we're trying to teach our children self-control. We, as born-again believers, we have the Spirit of God in us. We have temperance. We have self-control on the inside of us, but we have to crucify our flesh daily. And every time you say no to your flesh, it goes through withdrawals. Oh, because our flesh is craving after things it's not supposed to have. It's craving things that's not good for it, right? So every time we say no to what our flesh wants, it causes it to go through spiritual withdrawals. And that's a good thing. Because dead men don't sin. Let's nail this flesh daily. Get up in the morning, acknowledging God in all our ways, requesting and asking that he direct our path, because that's what he has promised to do. The Holy Spirit is here to lead us. The angels of God is here to minister to us, right? And so are your flesh going through spiritual withdrawals? Let's make that flesh suffer. Tell that flesh what it's going to do, what it ain't going to do, what it ain't going to say, right? We're going to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God so we can resist the devil and he'll flee, because we cannot walk in submission in agreement with the devil and resist the devil. We got to pick a side. How many of you know that our body's going to do what the mind tell it to? So as we begin to renew our mind to the word of God, that's when we can, by the power, understanding, and knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that it's not us, it's the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us that's going to be help us and enable us to do what he's asked us to do, right? The angels of the Lord, they hearken unto the voice of the Lord. They're listening. They're sitting around waiting to work, right? As we speak the word, the Lord said he watches over his word to perform it. The angels of the Lord, they hearken to the voice of the Lord. So they do whatever he say. We say that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about us, right? They're here. They're right here, right now, right? Ready to lend a helping hand. They're ministering angels sent by God on an assignment to minister to us, to tell us what the word of the Lord is saying. The Holy Spirit. He said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'll leave you with a comforter. He is our teacher, our paraclete. He's here to lead you, to guide you, and to direct you into everything that's pure, into everything that's true. And the pure in heart will see God. When our heart is pure, our vision will be clear. When our heart is pure, our spiritual sight will be clear. When our heart is pure, we'll be able to discern the voice of God. When our heart is pure, we'll be able to hear God. When our heart is pure, we can get a revelation of God because we're seeking him with a sincere heart. We're seeking him not so we can be seen, not just to get knowledge, but we're seeking him because we're poor in spirit and we realize and we understand that without him, we can do absolutely, 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 absolutely nothing without him. I don't know about you, but I'm needy for Jesus, because I understand it's in him and because of him that I live, that I move, and that I have my being, and that without him we can do absolutely, absolutely, absolutely nothing. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you that this you watch over your word to perform it. We send your word. We thank for deliverance. Your truth is what sets us free from the lies of the enemy. And today, Father God, we say to our flesh, you will obey the voice of the Lord as we yield our members to you. As we yield our members to you, Father, we come in submission to you. And we say, not our will, not our way, not our want, but Father, you have your will, you have your way, so we can do what you want. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. You guys, until next time, be blessed, be encouraged. Thank you guys for supporting my animated Bible documentary videos. So you guys go and subscribe to my Facebook page, Granny Pearly Martin, on YouTube, and also Jean Martin 1681 on YouTube. I have over 300 some videos on Jean Martin. My Granny Pearly Martin page is really building. It's like a children page, but the Word of God, my animated videos is for any and everyone. I'm actually reading the Bible word for word, line upon line. So if you want to see the, not just read the word, not just hear the word, but if you want to see the word, click on my videos and see what God has shown me. I pray over these videos and I'm like, Lord, show me what this look like and show me what this look like, Lord. Show me where you was at. You know, I'm documenting the word of God on animated videos. Okay, and I am loving it, and I am loving it, I'm loving it. If you guys would like to support me financially, just hit that subscription button. And also make sure that when you visit my YouTube page that you not just like it, not just share it, but make sure you hit that subscribe button, okay? It helps support the channel. But not only that, whenever I upload a video, you will get notifications of it also. Okay, you guys, be blessed. And like I always say, keep looking for the good in your day so you can see God's goodness all throughout this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day this Lord has made and allowed us to live in. You guys be blessed, be encouraged. Until next time, if you guys would like to support me also, it's on Cash App, it's Pearlie, P-A-R-L-I-E, J, don't forget the J, Martin. Okay, I'm in here. Be blessed. Until next time.